Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 25th at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. The sale featuring 85 bulls and 20 females. There will be online bidding through dvauction.com. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji and Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
The leader of the U.S. Senate, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, has signaled that a deal has been cut and votes will be taken later today on that giant coronavirus help bill, $2 trillion, and in it, money for agriculture. Senator John Thune of South Dakota, one of a whole host of senators, speaking out in favor of putting some money back into the CCC and more.
The bill would provide $30 billion to replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation and has an increase, an additional $20 billion temporary increase in CCC funding to address impacts from the outbreak of COVID. This funding would allow the Department of Agriculture to quickly get assistance to farmers and ranchers in South Dakota and throughout the nation who are facing, as I said, market volatility and declining pricing in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Farmers and ranchers, I might add, Mr. President, as I already mentioned, who were already dealing with a weak ag economy well before this emergency hit. I spoke with the Secretary of Agriculture a couple of days ago and conveyed to him just the incredible amount of hardship and economic pain that's being created across the farm belt these days, particularly with our cattle ranchers and the pain that they're feeling as a result of these declining prices and what it might mean to their operations. So all I would simply say in supporting all of my colleagues and what they've said today, Mr. President, is we don't know the full impact of this outbreak across agricultural industry, but we do know this. Our producers are doing their part to keep the grocery shelves stocked and food on our tables.
That's Senator John Thune of South Dakota. Now, Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota, who chairs the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, says he's been working to ensure the bill will replenish USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority and temporarily raise the borrowing limit to $50 billion, the amount the department estimates it'll need to fund a next round of MFP, Market Facilitation Program payments, and cover other needs. Indicates to AgriPulse that USDA may move more quickly on providing aid to cattle producers and compensation for coronavirus impacts than it does on a new round of MFP and work on that a little bit later in the year. Meanwhile, Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson says wheat prices have been going up in recent days. Higher prices likely the result of China buying 12.5 million bushels of U.S. hard red and winter wheat and an increased demand by bakers to meet the increased demand for bread, pasta, and flour. Will these demands continue? Well, that's the $64 question or more. The increased miller and baker demand, according to Dr. Anderson, may not last long, and who knows what China will do. He says if China continues to buy U.S. wheat, prices are likely to rise. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.